she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. You can always hit us up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. BK at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. Kevin Dunn at Kevin Dunn 01. It's the Bat Tuesday. We play songs that you would hear on our sister station, The Bat. You also can watch the Triple Option with RBKD. All you got to do is go to hornfm.com, and you can tap into the Twitch stream there. There should be a link, and then you should be able to watch all of the shows, actually, at hornfm.com. Shout out to Eric Raines today. I think it's his birthday.
50.
Wow.
50. Old man.
Yeah, that's old, BK.
That is old. You old, E. But we love you, brother. So happy birthday to my man Eric Raines out there. I don't know what, 50. 50 is just 10 years away from me. Was it 8 years away from you?
Yeah, it's just a number.
Just a number.
I texted him that today. He goes, man, I'm 50. And I said, it's just a number. And then I put, until your back goes out.
I would say Eric Raines is in good shape.
Yeah, he is.
Actually, I don't know.
A lot of triceps.
Yes. He's doing a lot of like triceps and push-ups or something. He still looks swole for a 50-year-old dude. So good for him.
He's a big glamour muscle guy.
Yeah, curls for the girls, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Curls for the girls.
Tries for the guys. Well.
Ooh.
What?
Whatever you're into.
The guys. I've never heard that.
I've always laughed at that because you get curls for the girls. I'm like, what are the triceps for then?
Tries for the guys. Thighs.
Not that there's anything wrong with
thighs
that.
Thighs for the guys.
Tries for the buys.
Thighs for the buys.
Yeah.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that at all.
What are we, influencers today?
Yeah, that's exactly what we are.
KD's trying to change the GOAT acronym. KD's got big plans.
I do.
He's an idealionaire today. All right, let's talk some Texas football, gentlemen. We talked about this earlier, but it's a pretty disturbing quote from Quinn Ewers. And the only reason it's disturbing is because it's true.
Yeah.
It's the Inconvenient Truth. You guys ever remember that Inconvenient Truth, that film?
Who's in that? I think I actually saw that.
No, it was a documentary. Remember Al Gore's his first documentary about climate change, right?
I do remember that.
Wasn't that Inconvenient Truth?
Didn't he make some proclamations that were already supposed to happen by now that haven't, which probably hurts his theory there? Not to say he's wrong about it, but anytime you... Well, he was wrong about the proclamation, but not wrong about the overall idea.
Yeah, not wrong about the overall idea. I think a lot of people have put out... Listen, if you listen to some scientists, we're already past the point of no return when it comes to climate change. Like, it's done.
Okay.
We're just saying,
let's just keep on going and see what happens.
Exactly. Based on some of the prediction models, that you're going to pass the point
it's
of no return.
Our economy.
If you don't have, if you don't meet this number of carbon emissions by this date, and I think we've already passed that.
Too late then. All right.
What we do know about this planet, it's the same as our bodies. They are self-healing.
Yeah, it'll repair itself.
Like this, our bodies, if you know, they're not everything, I get it, not everything, but for the most part, a lot of your body is self-healing. It is trying to heal itself. It's a self-healing organism. The planet is the same way. Mm-hmm. If we stop killing the planet, it will start to regenerate.
I'm with George Carlin. It'll take care of itself.
It will.
It's going to sweep all of us off at some point.
Exactly. Or it'll kill us. It'll consider us a virus.
It'll be fine, right?
Yeah, either it'll kill us.
So I'm not worried about the Earth. I'm worried about us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if we keep on this pace, then we're going to force the Earth to just take us out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she can do it.
Are we trying to save the planet, or are we trying to save ourselves on this planet?
I'm trying to save
ourselves.
It's really the latter, but we try to not sound selfish, right. So we say we're saving the planet.
That is a great point. Yeah. I don't even know how we got there, but still a great point
was made. It's an inconvenient truth.
Look up George Carlin, Saving the Planet.
It's a great bit.
It is fantastic.
No.
Fantastic
but
bit.
Even Carlin's bit is so genius because he gets into the pure narcissism of believing you can destroy the planet.
Right.
He's like, that's a narcissistic view in itself because the planet's been around for millions of years.
Exactly.
And then you come along like, I'm going to destroy it. So that's kind of his take too, which is a brilliant take. He should say he was a brilliant man. Late, great George Carlin. All right,
now that's the bear.
Comedian?
Oh, easy. He's easily the GOAT.
He's on the mount.
LeBron has a closer argument to Jordan than whoever's next to Carlin.
I believe he's on the Mount Rushmore, but you probably can. There's some other comedians you can probably throw up there. Some people would throw Richard Pryor in that conversation.
I love Pryor, and Pryor's on my Rushmore, but Carlin's easily the GOAT.
But Carlin's on a Rushmore. He's on a Rushmore. I'll give you that. Rushmore for you, comedian-wise?
Amy Schumer. Oh, God. God, it's hard to say that with a straight face.
Yeah, how do you pull that off?
I think the most, if you're talking about modern day comedians, and if any of them deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore, I think Dave Chappelle would probably be the only one I'd throw up there. Chris Rock could be in that conversation as modern day comedians to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yep. But Honor, you're right. Honor Landry.
Put Honor Landry on there, too.
All right, let's get to Quinn Ewers' quote here, gentlemen. It is an inconvenient truth that he told. He was asked about why five-star football recruits keep leaving the great state of Texas and going outside the state. And obviously, Ohio State is probably the number one enemy, at least public enemy number one, when it comes to stealing and siphoning those five-star recruits from the state of Texas. Here's the quote from Quinn Ewers, who's the number one player in the country from the state of Texas in that 2022 class. He says, quote, "Probably because a Texas team hasn't been in the running for a national championship in a little while, and I don't know about other guys, but like me, I just want to compete at the highest level. Obviously, one day they will get back there, and it'll be great, but right now, it's just I'm tired of seeing that happen," end quote.
You know what he sounded like? He sounded like what he is. He's a Texas fan. And he sounded like a Texas fan there.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
He wants to come to the University of Texas, but he knows it's not the best decision for him right now.
That wouldn't be smart.
Same with the Brockmeyers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys grew up rooting for the Longhorns. They grew up going to Texas games. They have family ties to the University of Texas. They want to play at the University of Texas, but more than that, they want to do this football thing for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rod, you've given the numbers a million times. Texas is doing a horrible job at developing blue-chip recruits into NFL draft picks. Yep. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. It's so easy to negatively recruit Texas right now. Players are doing it.
Just
other coaches
facts.
Are doing it. Fans are doing it. It's just facts.
Yeah.
You're not shooting below the belt here. This is all out there. Texas does not develop talent, and you just look at the win-loss records over the last 10 years. Texas is not winning games. Like, those are the two things that blue-chip recruits want to do. They want to win games in college, compete for championships, and they want to be high-round NFL draft picks. And it's not happening at Texas right now. So, Rod, I think you laid it out perfectly. It hurts because it's true. Katie, they say the truth hurts. That's exactly what Quinn Ewers is speaking.
Yeah, no, look, there is nothing below the belt here. And especially hearing that quote, that is where it sounds like someone who grew up loving Texas,
great point,
that you'd say, you know, I mean, look, I want to go there. And he says, at some point they'll get back, and that'll be great. Meaning they're like,
meaning,
I'm still a
Texas
fan, and I'll
be rooting for
them.
Yeah. No, that's nobody ever really said it like that, because I've been hearing people talking about this quote all weekend, all holiday weekend, I should say. And nobody's brought it up the way you just did and kind of pointed out that, and insightfully so, that, yeah, maybe he's coming at it as a fan that I wish I could go.
Yeah, I wish
this was mid-2000s, because I'd be jumping on that bandwagon. Yeah. But as BK pointed out, I mean, the last time Texas was in title contention, hell, man, these 17, 18-year-old guys, how old were they, BK? Were they,
they were five
eight,
or six.
Like 6, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah. They were one or two when Vince Young ran for the Roses and won the national championship for Texas in early 06, and they were 5 or 6 years old the last time Texas played for a national championship. So it's been a while.
And the older you get, time, like, that doesn't seem that long ago to us, because we had a lot of stuff before then happened to us in our life and a lot of stuff after. But for if you're one or two and you've been hearing about this, like, look, I mean, it probably feels like 30 years ago.
Yeah, those kids don't remember that game.
No.
They'd be lying if they said they did. Yeah. I mean, I barely remember that game, and I was 10 or 11 when that game went down. There's no way, like, these kids, they only know about that game because they've watched highlights or they've gone back and watched the full game. It's one of the greatest games in the history of college football. It's arguably the greatest individual performance in college football, but that's still what we're holding on to.
They don't remember Colt. I mean, they don't remember really watching him if they're 4 or 5.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank God he's still playing in the league. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be able to claim him.
Right.
No kidding. I mean, I said it earlier, guys. You see these kids, when they commit to a school or when they announce that they've received an offer from a school, they will post something on social media, and they'll usually accompany their post with some pictures of the team that offered them or the team that they're committing to. And for a lot of the teams, a lot of the schools in college football, you see players posting pictures of recent players at Alabama. There's so many guys to choose from. If a guy commits to Bama, it's going to be a picture of Najee Harris. It might be a picture of Nick Saban. be a picture of Mac Jones, whoever. Mm-hmm.
So yours could put Justin Fields on there.
Exactly.
A guy commits
a guy commits to Clemson. It's Trevor Lawrence or Dabo Sweeney or Travis Etienne, one of those guys. Guys commit to Texas, they still put Vince Young's picture up there. And it's sad because it's been really, really long. It's almost amazing. It just shows you the brand of Texas. It shows you how cool of a city Austin is. It shows you how great of a university the University of Texas is, that Texas can still have success hanging on to that moment.
Yeah.
Because it's been so damn long since it's happened. And, Rod, yeah, we've talked about it on this show. We've talked about it on previous shows. All of us have. It's almost questionable, and I hate saying this as a Texas fan and a Texas grad, but it's like, if a blue-chip guy commits to play football at the University of Texas, it's almost fair to ask if playing football on Sundays is his number one priority.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, where's your mind at? Yep. Like, if you want to have a great time in college and get a great education and be set up for life connections-wise, come to Austin.
Yeah.
For sure. If you want to play on Sundays.
Great long-term thinking, too.
Exactly. Great yep. long, like, I don't
A 40-year decision, not a 4-year decision.
Notre Dame uses that.
And I will never fault anybody for doing that, right? But if your number one goal is to play on Sundays and to be a high-round draft pick in the NFL, coming to Texas is not your best option. The proof is in the pudding. And Quinn Ewers, the number one player in the country for the class of 2022, that's not a dude who needs to be worrying about connections right now.
No.
That's a guy who needs to be worried about how is he going to be the next Trevor Lawrence or the next Dwayne Haskins, like a guy picked in the top 10 of the NFL draft.
Yeah,
so
exactly what he's worried about.
That's what he's worried about, and it's hard to fault him for saying what he said, and it's hard to fault him right now for being committed to Ohio State.
Yeah, the quote from Garrett Wilson a couple of years ago where he said Texas was close, and I think this one hurts more than the Quinn Ewers quote to me. It just as a lifetime Longhorn myself, he said, I'm not going to lie, the official visit made me think about them a little more. In the end, I've watched a lot of people go to Texas with a ton of ability and maybe not achieve what I thought they could. I didn't want to be one of those guys.
Man.
And we all know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we're all a lot of guys that'll come in here like, ooh, man, I can't wait for, you know, see what kind of player he's going to be when he's a junior, a senior. And then you look up there at junior, senior, you go, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
To that, I remember I was really excited about him. And it's just that lack of development. So that's what Sark's got to figure out. He's got to change that narrative and the narrative that Quinn Ewers was throwing out there. I don't think it's a coincidence. They're both from Ohio State, like smart Ohio State. Like, put that out there. Yeah, go ahead. Get quoted from Texas. Yeah, get that out there. I'm not saying that that is the case, but it strikes me as the two of the most, indicting quotes, if you will, about the state of Texas. As a football program, have come from 5-star recruits who have left the state to go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
And Ohio State is trying to siphon as much Texas talent as they can. And these quotes, I got to tell you, they make a difference. They do, because they add to the narrative, and we could act like it's not true. The reason that it all hurts us so bad is because, yeah, these guys are just speaking facts. These are smart young men, as BK said, and their priority is, I want to play on Sundays, and I want to compete for championships, and I want to play alongside the best players in the country. And Ohio State can offer them all three, and Texas can only offer them one of those things.
Yep.
And it just means playing with the best talent, because only Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, you know, those are the schools that have more talent than Texas year in and year out, but unfortunately doesn't add up to wins for Texas.
So
Georgia, I should throw that category.
Georgia,
too.
I'd say Notre Dame's actually had better Notre talent Dame's the last couple years.
But in terms of blue chip ratio, Notre Dame's not there.
In terms of recruiting,
there.
No.
In terms of blue chip ratio.
In terms of on the field, yes.
Only Ohio State, Georgia, Bama, and LSU really have the amount of blue chip players that Texas does, but they win more than Texas does.
So if Texas is right there with those teams and is not winning, getting back to BK's point, we've all kind of talked about this a little bit. It makes me wonder what the mindset is of the 4 and 5 stars that Texas gets. So a lot of it's coaching, a lot of it's scheme, a lot of it's development. I get that. But also, are you getting guys that maybe what's on their mind is not just trying to get to the NFL, and that they've got kind of a different mindset than those guys that end up actually producing?
You know, that's fair to question. Part of me thinks that some of those dudes just want to be the dudes to turn Texas around. Like, there are guys who are confident enough, they've got that alpha mentality to where, yeah, I know Texas hasn't been developing guys, I know Texas hasn't been winning games, but if I go there and if I can bring some homies on the recruiting trail with me, then we're going to turn things around and it'll be all good.
Yeah.
Like, that might be part of it too. But, I mean, it is fair to question, once again, if that is their number one priority. I don't know. Like, I would love for Quinn Ewers to say, dude, I'm a quarterback. I play the most important position, and I think I'm good enough. I love Texas enough. I care about Texas enough, and I think I'm good enough that if I go to UT, I could turn them around.
Yep.
I don't necessarily need all the other stuff that Alabama or Ohio State has. I'm just that good. I trust my abilities that much to where I could be that guy. I would love for Quinn Ewers to have that. I would love for everybody from the state of Texas to have that. So Texas keeps the 4- and 5-star kids in the state of Texas, but reality is not everybody has that. And you can't blame people for not having that because we're going on a decade plus now to where, yeah, guys maybe felt that way, but they weren't able to do it. So why am I going to be able
it's
to do it?
It's too easy right now to recruit against Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you don't need negative recruiting.
You just need stats.
Neuheisel, this is true. Neuheisel was actually selling the Charles Whitman thing in the early 90s. So you know there's a tower up there, and there was a guy who was firing away.
No, they were selling that, and they were selling that Texas was the last all-white national champion.
Right.
But when I was being recruited, that was, it was like, Texas is still pretty racist, man. You don't want to go
it's
there.
Like, okay, well, that was 20, 25 years ago.
But it did
These
work.
Are facts right now. It did work.
I would say it worked with a couple of
The Whitman
of
thing's ridiculous.
The Whitman thing's ridiculous. The racist thing is kind of ridiculous,
although it
but
played on
there's a history of that.
I can't think of one time walking on that campus that I didn't look up there and think, okay, what do you, now this is part of me just being a sicko. What would you do right now if he started firing? Where would you go?
Dude, I've done that going to the movies and recently and going to grocery stores. Cause
I don't blame you.
Mass shootings happen all the time.
This is
like,
before all that.
What am I going to do if somebody starts shooting right now?
Right.
If I'm with my woman, I'm always thinking, damn it, I got to get her and secure her first.
You got to use her as a shield.
Yeah, no. I got to take the bullet. Like,
okay.
I got to make sure she's
you
safe.
Gotta shield her.
And then I got to make sure she's okay. And I'm going to have to sacrifice myself to do it.
You are in love.
Exactly.
Use her as a shield.
No.
Yeah. Well, I didn't
know. Just grabbing an old lady in a wheelchair and hiding behind her.
Yeah, she's really old and can't move.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Sure,
Governor Abbott will pass
longer
the,
than you.
Yeah. We'll pass the gun bill and we'll all be shooting it out like the Wild Wild West soon anyway.
Where are you hiding? You hiding like in the fridge or in like the ice cream freezer?
What? Where?
If something like that happens.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You always think about it. What am I going to do?
I haven't thought about it in grocery stores.
Because
we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't gone anywhere in a while, but I'm just saying. I used to think about that back in the day.
I really thought about it on campus all the time.
That is nuts, dude. I never thought about that.
It became to where
I'm upset. Like, you would look up at the tower.
Yeah,
and look.
I would look up and just. And I wasn't even scared. It was more of just a
thought experiment.
A thought
for you.
Experiment for
like,
me.
What would I do?
Like, what would I do? Okay,
yeah.
I think I could go there, and I think I could get there.
Yeah.
And this would actually shield me.
Yeah. That's
I was getting laid, too, which is amazing. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
It is weird.
I don't think I ever thought about that, man.
Getting laid or the... I got you.
You never thought about what you'd do in a mass shooting and if you were
there?
No,
like not on campus. Not like... I would look up there to see who was playing the... gondola or whatever that. That's not a what is
gondola?
Ukulele.
No, what is that instrument in the tower with the chimes? That's not a gondola. Is the little ship thing, right?
Yeah.
The little boat in Italia.
Mm.
Yeah, Italy.
Venice.
Good for you guys. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Venetian.
Not good for me. I just called that the instrument they play at the tower.
Go with the chimes. Go with the chimes.
Yeah. Everybody knows chimes.
Yeah, I would look up to see what was going on there, but no, I never.
I'm not sure someone's playing that. By the way,
oh,
just wind.
Oh, it's just automated.
God is
I think it's
God is
I think it's automated.
Okay. God's got us.
No, we devolved there.
We did.
I think we just took your segment actually. Hypothetical what? Tuesday.
Hypothetical Tuesday.
Oh, thank
up.
God we have that coming up.
The re-return of Hypothetical Tuesday. It's been a while since KD's been a part of this bit. Rod and I did this a couple of weeks ago. But,
oh yeah.
You know, a lot of midweek Tuesday night baseball games for the Longhorns. Mm-hmm. We don't have one this week, so. One of our favorite bits, I'm speaking for the others here, returns to the show.
Great
Hypothetical
bit.
Tuesday is back, and it's next.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it in 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the BK Lounge. June 1st, 20 and 21 edition of The Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I'm BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. All right, fellas, it's Tuesday. It's a little after 6:30. You know what time it is.
It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's
Taco
Tuesday!
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, LeBron. We appreciate the introduction. Pretty incredible. I mean, 2 hours away from a huge Game 5 in the NBA playoffs, and LeBron's going to stop by on our show and introduce Hypothetical Tuesday. That's the kind of guy he is.
Classy guy.
He'll let you know about it, too. Mm-hmm. He'll let you know how classy he is. If you're new to this bit, welcome. Where have you been? But we appreciate you stopping by. This bit is all about hypotheticals. And I ask my two co-hosts some hypothetical slash would you rather questions, because I spend a lot of time with these guys. I spend more time with these two gentlemen than I do with anybody else in the world.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is.
For y'all or for me?
For you. For you.
You.
For okay. Us, it's a gift.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awfully nice. I'm recording that, so thank you for that one. But that's it. So, KD, a couple of weeks ago when you were out on vacation, Rod B and I did a version of Hypothetical Tuesday. So I wanted to do a speed round to catch you up on some of the questions.
Oh,
you
nice.
Okay.
From 2 weeks ago, and then we'll get to some new questions for today's round of Hypothetical Tuesday. One of the questions that we debated: would you rather have a permanent cast on your arm or an eye patch? Permanent cast on your arm. You can pick the arm or an eye patch.
God, that's a good one. Right away, I would think, okay, I'll take the cast, right? But I can still see, and the cast would get old. I'm going to take the cast, but I think it's closer than some people would think. Okay. What'd you take, Rod?
I take the eye patch, didn't I?
You did start by taking the eye patch.
Then I went to the cast.
But you ended up switching over to the cast.
Yeah. I think Katie's right. It's closer than people think when you break it down. But
a cast would be plus that thing would smell
and it gets itchy.
Yeah.
It's really inconvenient. I've had several casts. They're really inconvenient.
Yeah, I feel like an eye patch would be more inconvenient.
That's true.
Plus you can only see with one eye.
You can only see with one eye.
Patch. And people can sign your cast.
I say you can't sign the eye patch.
Oh. Well, hold on here.
You probably could.
Yeah, we gotta try that. I'm gonna walk around Sixth Street with an eye patch and see if I can get girls to sign it.
Do I only have to wear it in public, right? The cast stays on forever. The eye patch comes off when I sleep, don't I?
Yeah. You gotta wear it at home though. You can't just remove it.
All right, if you gotta wear it at home, I'm going the cast.
I guess you don't have to.
I was saying, because the cast, you can't remove it. No. That's why the cast is on all the time.
Yeah, I'm still going cast, though.
Okay.
All right.
I'm still going
that would
cast.
Suck either way.
It does
it
suck.
It would, yep. Yeah. What about this one? This one, I think, a little bit easier. Would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
I remember this one.
That's the hard-hitting question.
Oh,
this is journalism right here.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what my degree
I'll take
is
fingers
for.
As long as my legs.
Oh, my God.
You get, really?
Well, legs as long as my fingers?
Yeah.
I'm going legs as long as fingers because I figure I can just walk. I have a wheelchair, and there are people who have wheelchairs, and they get around. They're just fine. If I have legs, what'd you say?
Fingers as long as
fingers
the legs.
As long as legs? No woman's going to ever want to have sex with me.
Well, maybe not sex, but.
what are we going to do?
Are you going to kick them in the face 10 times or what?
We're
going to
play footsie with like 8 women?
Oh, no.
We got Rex Ryan over here.
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Come on. You know what I'm saying here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be a little perverted.
Really beautiful.
Oh, no. I would need a perverted woman. I mean, I would get online. I'd try to meet some chick in a message board who wants to.
Who was into that kind of thing?
Who's into that type of thing.
Oh, man.
I got some long fingers.
So you want 10 leg fingers.
In fact, they don't call me Raleigh fingers. They call me Longy fingers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not attractive at all.
Well, neither are.
But the wheelchairs.
I was saying, you end up in a wheelchair. That's
so
all.
Yeah, so you don't have legs.
Don't have legs.
You just have little fingers as legs.
Little fingers as legs.
I mean, it
so you don't
weird.
Have legs.
Listen, the way they're going now with technology, they're going to be able to offer me, like, robotic legs in, 10 years anyway.
Right?
Do you realize what kind of
people are like running in the Olympics with like what they call those blades? Where people people who have no legs, they have blades now. They run on. They run.
Oscar Pistorius murdered somebody
on damn blades. Well, yeah, so my thing is, like, I can have blades. I can be fine.
That's the caveat, though. If you wear those, you have to kill your wife.
All right.
Those are the rules.
Well, I'm thinking about this.
Fine print.
So if you go with me, if my fingers are as long as my legs, you know what kind of split finger I'd throw? I would either be in porn and a major league pitcher, and I'd have some real freaky chick with me.
You would neither.
You'd be the next amphibious pitcher.
Yep, I would be.
Pitch with both arms.
Mm-mm. Antonio. Oh yeah. Okay. I was thinking more of the six fingers.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm. Yeah.
Oh.
No, you're right.
Yeah. No, ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous is both
left and right.
No, that's breathing underwater. I think.
Jesus.
Amphibious is both left.
God,
and right.
Those are. Those are perfect for hypothetical too.
They were great.
And neither are a good result.
One more, and I think this one generated the best discussion a couple of weeks ago. Would you rather age only from the neck up or age only from the neck down?
I'm going to go neck down. I don't know if there's a right answer here, but I'm going to go neck down. What'd you say, Rod?
I believe I said neck down too. Right? Didn't I go neck down? Where'd I go, BK?
I think I went
neck down. Because BK asked me about CTE. He was like, well, if you get CTE later, it's like, yeah, that's a good point. But no, I'm with you. Neck down.
Neck down.
Neck down.
You want the pretty face.
Yeah.
And my brain doesn't age as much, right? My brain still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I want my brain.
Then it's definitely neck down.
Yeah, it's neck down. But then you got your heart down here.
Right.
And the heart, people also die from a lot of heart stuff.
The penis leaves you anyway, so.
Yeah, you're going to lose that. They got Viagra with the penis.
Right.
Dude, Viagra, you good.
Uh-huh.
I'm not worried about an old penis anymore. Viagra will take care of that.
Okay. I got what you were saying. I didn't catch what KD was saying. Penis. I don't know.
Penis.
What
a penis.
That word is. All right, we go.
It's the medical way to say it.
We move on here on Hypothetical Tuesday. How about this one? Would you guys rather detect any lie that you hear or get away with any lie that you tell?
Oh, that is so good.
That is.
God, that's good.
I'm going to get away with any lie I tell because I don't want to know when people are always lying to me. Because a lot of those are compliments.
Mm.
I'd rather go home and just take them. Right?
That's a great point.
You look good today. Go home. Hey, I'm feeling good today.
That's a great point.
Instead of going home like, I can't believe she lied to me again.
I think Katie's right. I think it might be a no-brainer because of that.
Oh, well, then you know who's fake, though. Then you know the people you don't need to associate with.
Exactly.
No, I don't need to know those people because it might end up being most people.
Right, you might learn that. I don't want to know that.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
You might learn that nobody's being honest with you about anything. I don't want to know that. I'm with him. I would love for people to just believe my lies. Just believe my lies.
I'm the other way around. I already get away with most of the lies that I tell.
you're a good liar.
So that's not much of a change for me. I think I do a decent job.
Of lying?
Of lying, I know
okay,
I do.
Yeah.
But because I lie so well, I think I do a decent job of detecting when other people
okay.
are lying.
That's fair.
I'm way better at lying than detecting when people are lying. I would want that skill.
I used to be a good liar, and I could detect, and I really stopped lying. Like, I mean, you'll BS here and now and then, but I thought, you know what? And so I've realized that when you stop lying, you don't detect it as well.
That's a good
point. Because you're just not in that mindset.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Of trying to hoodwink everyone.
Well, it's like, that's what like narcissists and sociopaths, like they're good at, looking at other people and determining their flaws and vulnerabilities.
Case in point.
Yeah, look at this guy.
You're looking at him. Right? So that's what you guys want to be.
A sociopath.
I already am one of those. You guys want to be one
We want to be you.
Interesting. All right, one more for Hypothetical Tuesday. Let's see.
I think he has a bunch of these just written down.
Oh, he does. Uh-huh. These are good ones, too. I mean, these are quality ones. Were you on mushrooms on a couple of these?
No, actually.
Plead the fifth.
These come from a card game.
You're lying.
Yeah, well done. I'm not lying.
It's not a lie. Card game. If you believe it.
This round of questions, I was like in my sister's car, and she had like this game. I think it was called like Would You Rather, like 100 of the toughest questions you've ever been asked.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's like a pretty cool game.
I
jotted down some of the best ones. How about this one? We don't have a ton of time, so I think this is a relatively shorter discussion. Would you rather be 6 inches shorter than you are right now or a full foot taller than you are right now?
That's a good
question.
I'll
take the 4 foot taller.
How tall are you now, Rodby?
The combine says I'm 5'8 3/4". So I'll take the foot fouler.
Okay. Big Kyler Murray, so you actually like 5'5 or something?
Yeah.
At Texas, they said I was 5'11, I think, or 6 foot. Yeah, 5'11. So they were lying. Every inch counts, as every man knows. Why manscape? But yeah, I'll take taller because as a foot performer, professional athlete, that could have made me money.
Yeah, and 6'8 is not like absurd. It's not absurdly tall.
I would have
tall.
To like get my clothes specially made for everything. I just got to go to the big and tall store.
Yeah. Get it?
So I am actually officially, and I can say this, going to the doctor. They actually measured me. I'm one of the few guys who actually is at 6 feet tall. Usually you're 5'10 or 5'11 and you say that. I'm like, no, seriously, it's 6 feet and a quarter. And I made her push down. I was like, I don't want to be one of those guys that has 6 feet on there.
I'm gonna need
if I'm 5'11. If I'm 5'11, that's fine. This is also 10 years ago, so I may have shrunk.
Oh, you definitely did. You're old. What happens to all old people?
No, but
it's a spinal thing.
I'm only getting old from the bottom, from the neck down. So I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I'm still sticking with that. I don't know. So for me, I mean, I wouldn't want to be 7 feet. That would be kind of a little bit of a freak, you know. But could I... So would I have been 7 foot the whole time so I could have gone and been like a really damn good basketball player?
Ooh. You'd still have your same basketball ability.
Well, and I would have been, trust me, I know some 7 foot stiffs. I would have been a baller.
You definitely got
league.
A scholarship to a scholarship.
I would have been a lottery pick.
Exactly. Okay.
I could dunk at 6 feet. Get the hell out of here.
Lottery pick.
I would have been a
Everyone
lottery pick.
Everyone can dunk at 7 feet.
I know some 7 footers that were lottery picks that were complete stiffs.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that. So I'll take the 7 feet. If it's right now, I may take you said 6 inches shorter?
Yeah.
So what would I be?
That means you'd be 5'6". Yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah, I'll take the 7 feet.
That's too short. You got to, Because then you said you get a scholarship to go to college. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I would probably play the NFL pick. 3 more years.
I'm a 10-time All-Star.
Okay. I don't know that.
I'm a bear. Yeah,
well, you really are.
I think you play European basketball as your ceiling.
That's fine.
You're a EuroLeague guy. That would be your ceiling. Maybe developmental league.
Ceiling, that's my floor.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Well done.
We really are magnifying the hypothetical part of hypothetical
theory. I would have been challenging that guy for bear.
Yeah. Well done.
Unbelievable.
Well done.
Best ever at
rebounding.
Rebounding. There
You're
it is.
7 foot tall.
There's some people listening to the show just in the 6 o'clock hour that didn't even get your bear joke.
I know. They
didn't appreciate it.
No, they probably thought it was a homosexual joke.
Oh, I'm like, you're going to get reported.
No.
You're going to get canceled.
Not that. We're talking goat here.
But. He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
And he's got an iPad.
Never a bad time for that drop.
BK, what are you, 6'2"?
6'2.
Yeah, right. You got to shrink,
Yeah,
bro.
Being 5'8 would suck, but I can't be 7'2".
But you were 5'8 for most of your life, weren't you?
Yeah, I was probably shorter than 5'8.
Like, your growth spurt is crazy.
Late bloomer, man.
It happened late, yeah.
Still haven't hit puberty yet.
No.
One of these days it will happen.
My mom's not home.
There it is. There's Hypothetical Tuesday.
Well
it's
done.
Back.
Good, good job.
Every Tuesday during the BK Lounge here on the Triple Option with RBKD. We have one segment left. We will tell you what's on tap and give you an update on a transfer visiting Austin today. Next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash your
mouth? Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good.
Pop a top again.
All right, welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. We are done for the day, getting ready to wrap things up. Before we do, we got to let you know what's on tap. And actually, we got to get you an update on a Texas football-related story. BK, I believe you informed me of this. Texas may have a transfer portal possibility visiting them.
Mm-hmm. The cornerback from Tulsa, Caleb Evans.
Yep.
Was apparently on campus today taking a visit to Austin. So we'll see what happens there. Texas potentially looking to add more cornerback help.
I'm cool with that.
Long-rangey corner. I was looking at a ranking.
A Caleb, huh? A Caleb?
A Caleb.
So it's a Caleb's coming in?
A-K-A-Y-L-E-B. A Caleb.
No, not a space Caleb is coming in.
Oh, a Caleb.
No, a Caleb, yeah. A Caleb.
Well, Is it a Caleb or a Caleb?
How many Calebs are coming in?
I think just A.
No, it's just
that, a Caleb.
Yeah.
Just okay. That, a Caleb.
Well, now he's not coming anymore if he's listening to this.
What's on second?
but yeah, I saw a ranking 24/7. They're doing transfer portal rankings now. They're getting really deep into it.
They should.
Yeah, exactly, right? And they ranked him as the 45th ranked player in the transfer portal for this specific session. So that's pretty high.
I don't think any of us feel all that great about the corners currently on the Texas roster right now.
No.
I think we all feel that there's room for upgrading. Like a Caleb Evans, I don't think is a guaranteed upgrade over any of the guys you have right now, but you've got some inexperience and a lack of depth, proven depth at that cornerback position. So I'd be perfectly fine with adding somebody, even if he is only 45th on that list.
Yeah, No, I think that's actually high. Actually, he's ranked higher than, let's see if I can pull it up right now. Remember the cornerbacks, Kenyatta Watson that left for Texas and Jalen Green? I'm going to try to find out where they are on the list, because I think he might be ranked higher than those guys. Let me just make sure here.
Where did Green go?
Mississippi State.
Kenyatta Watson went to Georgia Tech, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's ranked. Keonta Ingram is number 29 on this list. But yeah, he's actually ranked right now. They have him as a higher ranked player in the transfer portal than either one of those corners Texas lost.
Mm. Okay, wow.
Even better
than
what I expected.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think a combination of Deshaun Jameson. What? Jameson? Deshaun Jameson.
You had a couple Jamos?
Jameson.
I've had a few, yes. Deshaun Jameson, Josh Thompson, and Darian Dunn are going to be your starters, but having that depth and a guy who might be able to contribute, never a bad thing.
They got Jalen Green at 63rd on this list.
Rod, where's Dunn on that? Or is he on that one?
I don't know if they put him on this one. Okay. That's a great point, because he can't. And Kenyatta Watson is 93rd. I don't think they have Dunn on this one. That's a great point. I got to go look and see if they had one for the last cycle, because he did come in early. He probably still should be on this cycle, though. He came in for the spring.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, especially with Kenyatta being on that.
I don't see him on here, actually. So, anyway. Also, BK, to add to that point, also, I think for next year, think about how many guys are seniors in that secondary. They'll be leaving. Josh Thompson. You also have Deshaun Jameson leaving. Is Anthony Cook a senior, too?
Yep.
Man.
God, that flew by.
It did fly. I can't believe he's a senior. They just need guys for the next 2 years, the foreseeable future. All right, BK, what's on tap for you, brother?
Oh, man. I wasn't ready for that question.
Can I ask you a question while you look?
Go ahead.
Sure. Lakers Suns tonight, game 5. Who do you have?
Ooh, that's tough.
How much is Davis playing?
He's not playing.
Is he out for sure? I saw out at first, then I saw questionable. I don't know. I mean, yeah, if he doesn't play the rest of the way, the Suns are winning that series.
Okay.
And if he doesn't play or can only play 10, 15 minutes tonight, then the Suns are winning tonight. So,
yeah,
3 NBA games, Boston, Brooklyn. Chance for the Nets to close things out. You've got Portland, Denver. That's been a great series. Game 5 and a 2-2 split right now.
I think
an
underrated series, nationally.
That'll be a good one. And then Lakers-Phoenix. Yeah, a lot of great NBA tonight. Got some Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, too. And Bucky and I recording soccer. Duh. Tonight.
Soccer no S.
So nope.
We couldn't get away with that one. But, be on the lookout for that. What about you, KD? What you got?
We watch an NBA, also Padres-Cubs. Cubs have been hot, man.
Yo.
I don't know what the hell's going on. They've got some randos, but sometimes randos, Rod, can make you go.
Oh, yeah, sometimes randos are the best. Okay, you know what?
What are you doing? Because we got Longhorn Blitz coming up next.
Longhorn Blitz coming up. If you haven't watched Mayor of Easttown, they have the finale's HBO show. It might be the best HBO show I've watched since True Detective. Really good.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
Season 1.
Yeah. That's the only one.
I was about to say. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
All right, y'all keep it here. Get to hornfm.com. Get the Horn app. And obviously, hornfm.com. You can check out all the shows. Bucky and Aaron will be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be back as well. And you're going to have all the shows ready to go. We got Longhorn Blitz coming up next. We appreciate y'all listening. For Rod, for Brad, I'm Kevin. Peace, y'all.